Hi, I'm Stunning Stella Cheeks.
And I'm the Enigma Erin Klein.
And this is Not Your Demographic, a feminist wrestling podcast.
Shockingly, those exist.
Losing steam on my time travel voice. As a reminder, Erin is on her honeymoon, So we've pre-recorded these, and Erin is going to do some dramatic readings from Shawn Michaels' second book.
His second book. Did you know he has two books? He does.
He does.
This is a dramatic reading from Shawn Michaels, Wrestling for My Life, The Legend, The Reality, and The Path of a WWE Superstar. And yes, I am going to read the full title every time I do a reading from this book, just so everyone knows, because I find it ridiculous. Also, look at the gold. Like, one of the tenets of Christianity is that you're not supposed to covet gold. So I find it particularly funny that he's like, look at my gold book, everybody. Hey, what's up? Black and white of gold. I'm like, I don't think you get it. Okay. This is one of my favorite stories from this book because it's another of the, like, it's not bad to be a Christian. It's not bad to have faith. It is bad to be a screaming hypocrite inside of your own faith. So here's a fun little story about...
And then put it on blast.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing about this is it's like, I don't think that this is what you meant to be telling people. Like, this is so weird. Okay. So Rebecca and Sean... In the scene, I'm going to set the scene for you. Rebecca and Sean have been on a quest to find the perfect church for them because instead of lying about being a Christian to his 3-week wife, now he's actually a Christian. He's in Bible study. They're looking for churches. They're full Christian. Capital F, capital C. Full Christian. They're in it now.
Full Christian.
They are sitting in the church now. Okay. When I became a Christian, I learned that Christians are supposed to tithe, give 10% of their income to God as recognition that all we have comes from Him. And I wondered if it would be okay to start out giving just 5% and see how that went. I completely understood that 10% is 10%, no matter how much money you have. Despite that, my 10% looked pretty big to me. God asked for 10%, though, and between Rebecca's persuasion and the Holy Spirit's conviction, God won out. He got his 10%. We trusted God and regularly gave the full tithe because if you think about it, giving back 10% is a good deal in light of the fact that everything comes from God. There was another time when Rebecca felt, I just want to make clear too, most Christians don't actually give 10%, and that's pretty legit that they actually give 10% of their income. Yeah. You shouldn't because fuck churches and it's all a scam. But like, good Christian, he is doing that correctly, and I would like to point that out. Which is why we're going to go into this next part of this, which is a hilarious story about how they use money to seem better in God's eyes. There was another time when Rebecca felt led to give a large amount of money beyond our tithe. A guest minister was speaking at Cornerstone. Our church was raising funds at the time to pay off debt. I wonder what that debt could possibly have been from. I won't speculate. And this minister talked about how his church had done the same thing, and as a sign of his faith that God would meet our church's needs, announced that he was going to give a certain amount to our church. I saw Rebecca reach for her checkbook. I leaned over to her and softly asked, "What makes me think you're going to match his check and we're going to give that much to the church?" She turned and she looked me in the eyes and she said, "Oh, we're gonna beat him." My first thought was, "Oh my goodness, is it okay?" she asked. I hadn't seen one of my paychecks in a gazillion years. I'm not good with numbers, and my dad used to handle all my finances for me. Then when I got married, Rebecca took care of our money and had been an excellent manager of our finances. I trusted her, and I nodded for her to go ahead. Rebecca wrote out the check and handed it to me. I looked at the amount, and let's just say we weren't only beating the minister's amount, but we were lapping him 2 or 3 times. Really? You're telling this great story about how you are doing this great Christian thing, and then it's like, you know why I'm gonna give money? Because I'm better than you, and I make more money, so I'm gonna write this big-ass check. Like, okay, what, bro? No, you have ideas that I don't understand, Shawn Michaels. Like, I don't get it. You're a very strange man. Okay. Next section.
That is such a funny story.
Like,
we lap that minister.
Like, their church.
Oh, that guest minister? Fuck that guy.
Oh, your church was in debt that you won't explain to us what in debt means somehow, even though we give you money every week, and you're going to do a nice thing for our church and give us money? How dare you? We give money. We give money to our church, and how fucking dare you? Like, okay, all right, Sean, calm the fuck down. Next section. This just starts, by the way. I want to show you. There's this page. Here's this line. This is the first line of this. I'm not competing for any Christian of the Year awards. If you ask me how I'm doing, I am liable to say, great, fantastic, or even, this has been a tough day, if that's what the truth is. But you're not going to hear me answer, blessed and highly favored, oh brother. I don't speak Christianese. That's not who I am. God created all of us different, and I believe he created me as I am for a reason. Just a short one. I don't speak Christianese. This whole goddamn
book.
I'm
not trying to win any awards, but I do write big ass checks.
I did also write a whole ass book about my love for Jesus, but I'm not trying to be the Christian of the Year. Also, throughout this entire book, he talks about, I don't want to swear, I don't want to do these things, and uses, like, by golly, like, you are doing that. You're already doing that. You're just, again, being a hypocrite about it, and like, I don't try to be Christian of the Year. It just happens. No, not how that works. Okay.
What do you think you're doing in Germany right now?
I think we're wrapping up our time in Germany and we're heading over to Amsterdam, actually.
Oh, so you're gonna get fucked up?
Yes, absolutely I am. If you are not a citizen, a Dutch citizen, you can't legally buy weed there anymore.
I did know that.
Because France was like, hi, stop bringing all this weed in our border. This sucks. Which, I get, I understand. But we know someone who lives there, so... We're good. That was, like, the first thing I thought of. I was like, okay, so, but actually, how are we going to get weed while we're in Amsterdam? We're going on a whole day tulip tour, so I would like to be high AF for that. So I'm going to guess something like that's going on.
All right.
Time travel?